This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're going to try it again. Let's say a Super Don Less show. How do we do it? Well, on a wing and a prayer. And your prayers and your support and your love. And speaking of Super Don, as we begin today's Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast healing, you know, Super D's in a town where there's a hospital where his wife can go through a procedure to help her out with a health challenge. And so I ask all of you who love and appreciate Super D and his family as much as I do to send your good thoughts, your love, your prayers, whatever it is that you can do. Send some good energy, good healing vibes, and may all of it go as beautifully and simply and quickly as possible. And the recovery is great, and we'll have Super Don back really quick. So Super D is monitoring it. I'm getting messages from him as he can, and will let me know if there are any updates. I will let you know here as well. As you know, yesterday we had Mickey Willis on, but we couldn't test, so the audio was bad. But I tested all of the audio for all of the guests, all of the video for all of the guests. If something goes wrong, it's not my fault. I'm not counting. Oh, Morley says it is my fault. Wait a second, Morley Robbins. Who let you in here?
Hello.
Yes, come on, man. Make sure you talk into that big microphone so we can hear you. Thank you for being here, my brother.
Absolutely. I'm in the choir.
Yes.
Project your voice, Morley.
That's right. I was talking to Morley earlier because of levels of
audio. No, you were yelling at me.
I was not yelling. It was, do you remember in high school choir where they said, from your diaphragm, yeah. Right?
Absolutely, of course. No, good to be back. Looking forward to our discussion.
Yes, and we got a lot to talk about, very important things. In fact, I've been telling everybody to get this book, and it looks like a lot of you have. I'm thrilled, but this is a great gift, much less if you have one, get one from somebody for somebody else. Cure, CU for copper, your fatigue. And it's so timely, Morley, that this came out. As you know, we've been discussing a lot of things over the years together on the broadcast, on a whole food nutrition context, and how we are lacking in certain things that when we give the body that which it needs, the body knows exactly what to do for healing, for health maintenance, for optimal vital functioning of every cell. We know that energy is it's not the same thing as chemistry, but it also in our body relies upon certain chemical interactions, so we need stuff because it's a physical thing, even though we know that energy is physical but not physical. It's kind of wild.
I was reading an article. I don't always read articles about humans. I read articles about animals, and then sometimes I read articles about plants just because I get bored. But this particular article about plants blew my mind. And I've read a lot of articles. I think people know that. But the gist of this article was that copper is in the soil that doesn't get exposed to sunlight becomes hypoxic. Now, let me break that down for folks, because that's like, what's he talking about? I thought hypoxia was we're at the top of Mount Everest and we can't breathe. Well, when we get down to the level of the cell, what's allowing us to breathe is copper. Copper is what's allowing us to work with oxygen. And it's just the thought of copper being this pivot point between light and oxygen and other minerals and energy. It's like, I don't know. I went,
Yeah. it morally, it's like this, I don't know, this, how would I say, it's like a Stargate to go science fiction,
yeah.
Right? Because it's that in between the energetic levels, the realms, and the physical realm, and all of that interface. Copper is just so critical. And obviously, we're going to talk about that this hour big time because, you know, the more I've done deep dives into copper, of course, with your help as well as your new book, it's been fantastic. I've been doing a lot of trainings on it. I'm getting more schooled and comfortable in communicating what I used to use primarily homeopathically as cuprum metallicum for a number of different symptoms. And the biggest among them were varicosities, varicose veins, most heavily indicated use for copper in a homeopathic form. Yet we can also argue, and successfully so, that copper is critical for all vascular tissue, all connective tissue, down to the microcapillary bed, as well as the heart. And so much of what we have seen regarding COVID, and you're going to explain what COVID is, because it ain't what they say it is. It's not a viral issue, but the more I look into it, the more I see evidence of copper deficiency, copper insufficiency manifesting, and they, the germ theory cultists, get to claim it's a well, what is it? Oh, no, it's a virus. Run. The only thing we got for you is mRNA injections to alter protein, DNA protein synthesis of things that can damage your vasculature even more.
Yeah, absolutely. What I've renamed COVID, COV stands for coppers vanished. ID stands for irons dysregulated. Folks may not know that. The scintillating and critical research that was done back in 1928, where they denied animals copper and the livers of these animals loaded up with iron. They've done many, many different versions of it. But the problem we've got is we live in a world where people don't know what minerals are, when, you know, the vast majority of the population is no longer living on a farm, doesn't understand what role minerals play to transport energy and create, you know, just all the metabolic processes in our body. And so we've become somewhat detached from the importance of these minerals, especially magnesium and copper.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading a fascinating article the other day. This one was about animal metabolism or human metabolism.
By the way, can you tilt that, cheat that microphone towards you instead of facing away from you? I want, yeah, all right, let's do that.
You want it in my mouth is what you want.
I just want to hear you. I want everybody to hear you, Morley.
So the article was talking about how.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. This is what happens. I have him point the microphone at his face and it freezes up and then we can. Oh, he's back. He's back.
Okay. Exactly. So we've been taught that mitochondria are little energy factories. They're not energy factories. But then we were told it's the power grid of the cell. Well, it's actually deeper than that. The other day I found an article, amazing article, that talked about mitochondria as the biological microchip of our metabolism. Well, microchip implies intelligence. And it totally changes our understanding of cellular function. And so we've been trained, like circus bears, to believe that the nucleus runs the cell. No. The brains of the outfit is the mitochondrial grid, the microchip grid, and the nucleus is plugged into that power source, and it's just doing what it's being told to do. And what happens when you unplug from the power source? You can't make copies. It's so obvious. And then we discovered that copper is critical for gene transcription. Well, that's a significant development that a lot of people don't know about. So again, it's just this constant process of unveiling the true importance and value of copper, and it's not being taught in doctor school. It's not.
No, not at all.
Not in general circles. Go ahead.
Morley, I've got the link up to this thing about transcription. It's a very heavy, let's say, egghead heavy topic, obviously, in the article. It's from 2006 in the Journal of Health Science. It reads, copper is required for retinoic acid receptor dependent transcription and neuronal differentiation in P19 embryonal carcinoma cells. Differentiation is key here, neuronal differentiation. We talk about transcription. We talk about the ability to reproduce or to grow, to heal, all of that dependent upon copper. Now, you were talking about energy moments ago. You know, one of the things, of course, in the book, and we see this in the scientific literature, and anybody that's read basic nutrition, it should have access to this, about copper. When we talk about mitochondrial function or what happens in the mitochondria to what they call have energy at all, it's key. Two things are key. You mentioned them. Copper and magnesium work together in order for that energy to happen. And what do we see in COVID and long COVID? Absolute exhaustion. What do we see in dysregulation resulting in cytokine storms, which are not normal? I mean, a cytokine storm, like locally, site-specifically due to an injury, you can explain. Oh, it's suddenly a damaged blow. The skin is down. Oh, it's like everything. Rush in there. Help, help, help. What if it happens to the whole body simultaneously and there hasn't been, a full-on insult? What is going on here is that every bit of energy that your body has the capacity to produce at that mitochondrial level is exhausted to the point where the, if we call it the organism, your body goes kaput. That's a scientific term, kaput. and so we know copper and magnesium play incredibly well and importantly together in this sense. And also, just going to add a few things for people to just think about as we go through this hour, Morley. When we talk about a lot of the damage of COVID happening to the endothelium of a microvasculature, guess what works at that deep level? Copper and selenium work incredible. I mean, it's part of the design. And if you have a lack of either one or both, you have manifestations of what they call COVID that they want to blame on a virus. But how many people over the past year and a half to 2 years have been told zinc, zinc, zinc? You got to take more zinc, more zinc, more zinc, more zinc. And what happens with zinc, as you point out in your book, the production of metallothionines is stimulated into existence in your liver, which has, if I'm not mistaken, about a thousandfold affinity for copper over zinc or other things. So you are going to deplete whatever copper sources or resources you have in the body. And that would lead to any number of these manifestations of a lack of energy and or damage, guess what, to the vascular system, all of which they call COVID, and they say it's a virus. Am I making sense here?
Well, you're making perfect sense to me. I hope the listeners are following it, because at the end of the day, our immune system, it's really the technical term for the immune system is immunometabolism system. It runs on energy. Every aspect of our immune system must have energy, one, to function, but to think. The immune system needs to be able to respond to what's going on in and outside the cell, needs to understand what are the manifestations, how do I need to interpret, how do I need to respond. All of that takes intelligence, which all takes energy. And people don't realize how energy-centric our immune system is, and it's been completely bypassed, this whole idea that we don't have an immune system or that we're incapable of being able to respond to pathogens. It's really a tragic distortion of reality that's taken place over the last 18 months. It's the body has amazing powers of recovery. Mm-hmm. And I've got 52 articles. I just stopped at 52. I could have gone more, but 52 articles that talk about how copper-dependent our immune system is.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick, I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And then when you realize what's happening with these infections and you realize the devastation of the copper loss is having, all of the symptoms that people have, and then we're told to take ascorbic acid, vitamin D, and zinc, it's like people don't realize that that is the cocktail for destroying the bioavailability of copper. It's just intensifying the loss of copper's action in the body.
Now, I've talked about the role of C and zinc in reducing bioavailable copper. You're saying that D also is contributing to a reduction in copper? Or is it the combination of all three?
Well, the thing is, the body's yin-yang. You know that as a homeopath. And the thing is, we've got A and D. They're yin-yang. So if A is absolutely instrumental in making copper bioavailable, let's walk down the street. Well, then what does that mean vitamin D is doing? Oh, yeah, it's undermining the bioavailability of copper. And it does it through, it changes the valence of iron, it's changing the energy production, and it's causing this systemic loss of potassium in the body that nobody seems to know about. It's from work done at Yale Medical School back in 1962 by Dr. Ferris. Vitamin D causes renal potassium wasting. Well, you start to dump potassium out of the body, you got an energy crisis on your hands. So absolutely, it's mineral shorthand to say that vitamin D is undermining copper, but it's so obvious in the literature what's going on, and people are not aware of the depth of information that's out there in the source documents.
Morley, when I was covering early on the so-called COVID crisis, COVID crazy stuff, and then we're going back a year and a half when this began, and one of the articles I pulled out of the peer-reviewed medical literature, it was republished through the University of Hawaii out of China, was specific to another mineral, selenium again, and said that in areas where they had high selenium in the soils and the food and the people, there was little or no manifestation of what they called COVID. In the areas of greatest depletion, of course, the city centers, high pollution, which we know depletes right. minerals as well, that is where they saw most of the manifestations. Now, of what need do we have for a virus when we look at minerals being deficient and then they manifest in a way that the allopathic pharmaceutical model says has nothing to do with minerals, even though the peer-reviewed literature shows that it does. It has to do with the manifestation of a virus that we need a vaccine for. How many layers of lies do we have to work through to get people, get through their thick skulls, that the minerals in deficiency are manifesting anything that they want to call it, and they can pretend it's a virus that they don't even sequence, or they sequence, but they don't even have isolated. That's just, it's maddening.
It is maddening, and we're still being triggered by the debate between Pasteur and Bechamp about particle and field, attack the guest versus strengthen the host. All the metrics, all of the focus, all the optics have been on attacking the guest. And there's been zero focus outside of your radio program, the comments that I might have had, and a select few other practitioners. Most people have not been talking about what do we need to do to strengthen the host. Well, you strengthen the host by making more energy. It's very obvious. You've got to have a good diet. You've got to dampen your fear that you don't have the capability. Because fear, again, fear is just a massive destroyer of our immune system because it triggers two hormones, adrenaline and cortisol. Adrenaline is it's a fuel injector to get oxygen into the cell, which is a good thing, but if you don't have the copper to work with it, that's a bad thing. But then the cortisol increases the production of metallothionein that we were just talking about, 4 to 5 fold. Well, then we're back to basically cortisol shutting down copper, which is then shutting down your immune system based upon fear. So, and what does fear do? It attracts iron. Actually, when you do the same spelling that I did for cure, mm-hmm. you spell it F-E-A-R, iron attracts rust. That's what fear stands for. Iron attracts rust.
Dude, you're so good at working these initials, like from the periodic table of elements. That, you know, look, you need to put on a hat and just go out and do door-to-door shows on this stuff. It's amazing.
I just have too much time on my hands.
That could be the case as well. Folks, if you're just joining us now, we've got Morley Robbins on out in the first hour of the show today, and you see a headline picture. I kind of threw some text in there. COVID question mark. What about copper? If you only knew. And underneath that, you will today. You're beginning to learn this, and it's so very critically important. And we've got links to Morley, of course, and his new book, which you can get on Amazon if you want, just like Jonathan Emord's book you can get on Amazon. Or guess what? If you order directly, you can actually get the book signed by Morley Robbins. And if you go to this site, therctra.com, you will see the book directly and you can get a signed copy.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Travelers are still showing up at airports to return home from the holidays, but finding out that their flights have been canceled due to staff shortages caused by the coronavirus. A number of U.S. carriers have canceled hundreds of flights. Some carriers are changing equipment and crews to try to help people who are stranded. The tracking site FlightAware says the number of grounded flights in the U.S. are more than 700. With the new Omicron virus spreading like wildfire, Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says there's a major need for more testing kits.
We've obviously got to do better. I mean, I think things will improve greatly as we get into January, but that doesn't help us today and tomorrow. So you're right, that is something that is of concern.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News. President Biden has sent out traditional Christmas messages to the troops.
As your commander-in-chief, I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
President Biden marking his first Christmas in office with greetings to service members stationed around the world, telling them while First Lady Jill Biden was at his side.
I just want you to know how much we care. We're grateful for your courage, your sacrifice, not only your sacrifice, but your families.
Speaking on a video link from the White House, Biden called the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of America. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu has passed away. He cast an indelible impression on the world by speaking out against apartheid before it was dissolved in South Africa. In 2009, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. Tutu was 90 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Let me just check here, Morley, if my copy was signed. I just got to see if you threw a copy at me and didn't sign it. I'm just, oh, look, yeah, here we go. And he threw some Latin in there. There it is.
That's not Latin. That's French for in your good health.
Whatever, dude. French, Latin. You think I know the difference?
Gesundheit, if it was German.
Labrius, little Hebrew while we're at it.
Asante, you know. I think it would be kind of fun to kind of shift our gears a little bit. Now, now we're in the Christmas season. We're all thinking about the Festival of Lights. You know, again, I hope everyone knows that we're going into a 3-day period of darkness. Because we've had this shortest day of the year.
It's today. It's an auspicious day, Morley, to have you on, because I think of the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere as the start of the return of the light, right?
There we go. Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful time. It's a significant time. The plant life, the animal kingdom, particularly the plants, they know what's happening here. A lot of them will go to seed, will start being going, oh, we're heading towards spring, right? In my greenhouse, I'll be able to grow some new things I'm going to be planting after today. But yes, you're right. It's that darkest time in the shortest light cycle of the year. And then we start climbing back in. The light starts coming back in a little bit more each day. How is that significant to everything else?
But the light does not come back for 3 days. In fact, we're at a lull, which is really important because all of these different religions celebrate the Festival of Lights, Diwali and Kwanzaa. And of course, Christianity is celebrating Jesus as the return of light and the light bearer, if you will. And I think it's important for people to know that there's a copper connection to the nativity scene, to the arrival of a new child. It's very, very important. And what we were discovering while we were getting ready for the show is that we know that the three kings, three wise men, came with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What did we discover? Frankincense used to be stored in copper vessels back in the day. That's fascinating. Imbue that energy of copper into the frankincense oil, which is a very powerful oil, as I think everyone knows. In any event, I want to do is pivot to another copper crisis. We have this macro preoccupation with COVID, understandable, but I think there's a more devastating crisis on the planet, and it relates to maternity services and newborn activity. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize what's going on, and I just want to spend a couple minutes and appreciate the chance to have this chat.
Yeah, Morley, by the way, you know, I've been talking with fertility specialists, in vitro fertilization clinic doctors and nurses, and what they're seeing in the era of COVID or COVID shots or whatever particularly is a devastation. Miscarriages that are double or triple the normal expectation, stillbirths occurring, gross infertility manifesting. We were already on a decline because of the lack of a lot of minerals, including copper, which we'll get into now. But you don't have a baby without copper. It doesn't happen. It can't happen.
No, and you can't grow a baby, and you can't differentiate a baby. And so I have two really there's an iron toxicity post. I've got 81 of them, and Robert has the link for the one that is focusing on maternity. And it's really helping people understand that when you're pregnant, you're never anemic, despite what the numbers might imply. But my favorite quotations around pregnancy are two luminaries in the field of mineral research. Mildred Seelig, who was attributed as saying, pregnancy is a magnesium deficient state. It's a really provocative thing to say. And the second is by Joseph Barcroft, famous alpine physiologist, was noted as saying, pregnancy is Mount Everest in utero. You're thinking, what the heck are they talking about? Well, it turns out that when we are at the top of Mount Everest, the air is very thin. It's about 1% to 3% oxygen up there at 19,000 feet. Well, guess what? When we were inside our mother's womb, 1% to 3% oxygen. And what I find fascinating is this idea that turns out that the mom is an aerobic being. The fetus inside her womb is an anaerobic being. What are you talking about? It turns out that when you've got 1% to 3% oxygen, you're not going to make energy with oxygen. You're going to make it anaerobically. And that requires 10 enzymes, and 8 of them require magnesium. Really important to know that. And when was the last time any of the listeners out there who have been pregnant or are expecting, when was the last time your doctor or your birthing practitioner measured your magnesium status in your red blood cell? Never. Most important mineral to know in order to generate energy for the baby is magnesium, and no one tests for the magnesium status. They wait until the woman goes into preeclampsia, the crisis state in the delivery room, and then shoot them full of magnesium to try to calm things down that should have been addressed 9 months before. So anaerobic being. It's basically the fetus is a parasite. It's amazing to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a little eerie. But then we come back to Barcroft. We're at Mount Everest. We are in an anaerobic state. And that requires a great understanding about what the process is and the need for energy production. But when we get into the actual growth of the child, there's so many aspects of it mm-hmm. that require copper and retinol. Who's talking about retinol with pregnancy? Anybody? It's absolutely outrageous. In that article that we were talking about before, the one with all the big words in it, basically what that article is telling us is the baby cannot differentiate. The baby cannot grow. The baby cannot begin to have the fullest expression of its being if there isn't copper running the genetic programming. Transcription does not work without copper. When was the last time people heard that?
No, you don't. By the way, I have the article up, and it's linked, and I'm going to add those scientific peer-reviewed articles as well into the notes. I don't have Super Don doing that today, but I will get to that. So I'm just showing it up on screen right now. Your post on the Root Cause Protocol from January 21st, 2021, iron toxicity, post number 81. If you're 6 to 9 months pregnant, you are not anemic. Again, I am so over the whole iron deficiency nonsense. Stop it. We're poisoning people with the wrong form of a mineral that is not lacking. And what is lacking is being basically abandoned or feared, weirdly enough. I mean, you bring up copper, and I hear so many people afraid of taking copper. Now, I am not advocating taking extraordinary amounts of the wrong forms of copper, but my gosh, as we've looked into the past on copper sufficiency, it meant people were eating differently a long time ago, including organ meats. Liver particularly, which has a tremendous amount of copper in it, more than iron. And even in an ideal situation, from what I've read, Morley, 30 to 40% of dietary copper may be absorbed. And I think it's a lot less because most people don't have functioning GI tracts anymore. Microbiome has been so destroyed. So we've got to supplement the right forms. That's part of what this journey is, to find out what we need and get it in there in a way that the body can use it.
Absolutely. And people need to understand that the farming chemicals have an impact on copper uptake in the plants. If the plant can't get the mineral, the animals can't get the mineral. That means the humans can't get the minerals, either through plants or animals or both. And it's just, there is this, if you're looking for what is the Achilles heel of human metabolism, it's copper.
At this point, I was looking also at the depletion, like you just mentioned. And of all the minerals, and most all have been depleted with rare exception because of the farming practices, etc. I look on this list, I'm like, holy tamale, copper is almost 80% reduced from measurable quantities decades ago. And it was worse than any other mineral.
Absolutely. Far and away. And people don't realize that, again, we live on a planet that has oxygen. We take it for granted. Oh, yeah, it's got oxygen. It's the second most reactive element on the planet after fluorine gas and fluoride. And so we don't realize that, maybe there's a downside to this oxygen thingy. And there really is. And it's copper that saves us all the time. So we have this lung respiration, but where the real action is in our cells. We got 100 trillion of them. And they've all got mitochondria that need that oxygen. I just found an article yesterday. I've been looking for this article for about 11 years, where it actually talked about an enzyme that transports oxygen into the mitochondria. That's a big deal. No one's been able to identify it until recently. So it's fascinating to think about how dependent we are. But what does oxygen really do? Well, in order to have a healthy metabolism, in order to have optimal levels of energy, in order to have a good immune system, we've got to be able to turn oxygen, O2, that's oxygen, that's how you spell it, O2, it's two oxygens stuck together. We've got to turn that into two molecules of water, 2H2O. And when we do, that can only happen in a pH of 7. That's why it's so important that the water be made from oxygen, because that tells us that the pH is just right to release the energy molecules so they can then... They are ADP, adenosine diphosphate. They've got two phosphate. Mm-hmm. They've got to become triphosphate, but we've got to add magnesium molecule to it. And that's the magic of ATP, is it's got that magnesium between the second and third phosphate. Really important to have it there, because without the magnesium, the cell has a complete, or the ATP has a completely different structure. This is ATP without magnesium. That's with magnesium. It's very different. And that difference gets perceived by the cells, and it knows, it recognizes it when it's holding that magnesium ion. Mm-hmm. Very, very important. This sounds, people are like, come on, is it that important? It's essential. Yeah. And when we're under stress, is there anybody under stress in the world today? But when we're under stress, we have what's called a magnesium burn rate. As soon as you cleave off a phosphate, the magnesium gets dropped.
Like yesterday's show for me. Right?
I was exactly.
Just dropping magnesium. Where's Superdon? Anyway, look,
big pool.
I want this to be as simply understood as possible from a deep scientific dive level, of course, and on outwards. We've been talking about, since physicians and scientists have warned me about this, antibody-dependent enhancement or pathogenic priming. I recognize there's great controversy about this being antibody-dependent enhancement, because people are going, well, if there is no virus, right, because they say they sequenced it, but they haven't isolated, but they say they isolated, but they really manufactured it, it's not isolated. All right, we get into all of these places that are, our British friends will say, is a sticky wicket. And we want to get past that to, let's say, functionally, what do we need to do or address?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Real vitamin A is called retinol. It comes from animal sources. It's also called preformed vitamin A. And it plays such powerful roles in the body. Everyone knows that vitamin D synthesis starts with exposure to sunlight. It's very, very important. One of the most important activities of sunlight is to help activate that metabolic pathway. But it's also doing, though, sunlight is activating the breakdown of retinol into its component parts. You know, go back to our having to conjugate verbs in Spanish class or French class or whatever. Same thing's happening with retinol. We've got to turn retinol into what are called retinoic acids. What are they? Those are hormones. They are just as powerful, if not more powerful, than the hormones of vitamin D. Then we've got what are called nuclear receptors. There's a whole family of them. There's RARs, RORs, RXRs, RZRs, and it's like nobody knows about these. And what we're finding out from the research we've been talking about is copper is really important to activate these receptors. Genes don't work without retinol and the receptors that they are made from. And so people need to appreciate that one of the most important things that happens in our body is we've got to turn copper into bioavailable copper. Mm-hmm. It's got to be, the copper atoms need to be loaded into key enzymes, enzymes to make energy, enzymes to break down exhaust, enzymes to connect our tissue together, enzymes to activate our neurotransmitters, enzymes to make hormones all over the body. People don't know about the functions of copper, but they don't work if the copper doesn't get loaded in those enzymes. Retinol, the retinoic acid of retinol, is instrumental in making sure that the enzyme function works, that the pumps are getting the copper in, and then suddenly we have this bioavailable form that works magic throughout our body.
All right, as we wrap up our first hour here, I'm going to urge everybody to please, please, please share this show, especially this first hour. Second hour is going to be awesome too, but the education that Morley provided for those who are pregnant right now or wish to be pregnant and have a healthy child, and we are seeing such a threat manifest in the COVID crazy time we're in, and the complete ignorance of the minerals that are lacking to have fertility, much less a fertilized egg that will then go and grow and grow and become a child for the next generations. And that copper that is so severely lacking is manifesting in, again, these fertility clinics. They're seeing a lack of an ability at the point when the egg dividing starts to go in. Hey, there's the placental formation starting to happen. It's stopping. They're witnessing this. It's like suddenly done. Could it be copper deficiency? I think that most of what we're seeing in the era of COVID crazy is a lack of bioavailable copper, and I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but Morley just rolled out the pathways, and for those that want to learn more, go get his book. It's on Amazon, or you can go direct and get a signed copy, Cure Your Fatigue. Morley, my brother, so much appreciate all that you're doing. I hope that you're not an unsung hero for much longer, because we're singing you when you're not here. Your new book is fantastic.
Appreciate that very much.
Helping so many, and I appreciate you, my brother. We did it. Hour one is done, and you spoke loud enough for everybody to hear.
My glee club would be thrilled to hear me now.
Right? Yay! All right, from the diaphragm. Listen, we're going to sing, we're going to praise, we're going to worship, we're going to celebrate life. And in order to do that, we need to know the things that Morley knows and apply them in our lives. And that's why I appreciate you, Morley, so much, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of us.
Thanks, Robert. It's very special. Appreciate
all right. Super duper. Well, as we wrap up hour one and transition into hour two, again, thanks to Morley Robbins. Links are up in the show notes. It is almost Christmas time. And what does that even mean? I know that there are quote unquote pagan rituals. And then there's the real spirit of the season, the light giver, the return of the, all of those things. We'll talk about that with a honest to God, real pastor. Steve German, great guy. I got to meet when I was visiting with Kevin up there in Wisconsin, and that's the church he goes to, and he's a man that really loves freedom, and I appreciate that. We need more pastors to respect that freedom, that great gift of freedom, that beyond life itself, which is the greatest gift that we were given, the freedom to make choices while we are here. And, of course, I would like to inspire and be inspired to make choices that are uplifting for me, for everyone. And I'm not saying that I can do that all the time. I try. But we're human and we are fallible. And we've got to find our way through to help one another. And part of it is getting together in praise and worship to uplift one another, to celebrate life itself. The very thing that the COVID crazies, the cultists, are telling us not to do is what we must do. We're going to do that in just a few minutes as we join or are joined by Pastor Steve. Thanks to Kevin Tuttle, our buddy. And with that, thanks to Morley Robbins again, and check it all out. Links are in the show notes. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.